Anon the king, making many journeys to and fro, restoring ruined churches and creating order, came to the monastery near Salisbury, where all those British knights lay buried who had been slain there by the treachery of Hengist. For when in former times Hengist had made a solemn truce with Vortigern to meet in peace and settle terms, whereby himself and all his Saxons should depart from Britain, the Saxon soldiers carried every one of them beneath his garment a long dagger, and, at a given signal, fell upon the Britons and slew them to the number of nearly 500. The sight of the place where the dead lay moved Aurelius to great sorrow, and he cast about in his mind how to make a worthy tomb over so many noble martyrs who had died for their country. When he had in vain consulted many craftsmen and builders, he sent, by the advice of the archbishop, for Merlin, and asked him what to do. "If you would honour the burying place of these men," said Merlin, "with an everlasting monument, send for the Giant's Dance, which is in Killarus, a mountain in Ireland. For there is a structure of stone, there which none of this age could raise without a perfect knowledge of the arts. They are stones of a vast size and wondrous nature, and if they can be placed here as they are there, round this spot of ground, they will stand forever." At these words of Merlin, Aurelius burst into laughter and said, "How is it possible to remove such vast stones from so great a distance, as if Britain also had no stones fit for the work?" "I pray the king," said Merlin, "to forbear vain laughter. What I have said is true, for those stones are mystical and have healing virtues. The giants of old brought them from the furthest coast of Africa and placed them in Ireland while they lived in that country. And their design was to make baths in them for use in time of grievous illness. For if they washed the stones and put the sick into the water, it certainly healed them, as also it did them that were wounded in battle. And there is no stone among them but hath the same virtue still." When the Britons heard this, they resolved to send for the stones and to make war upon the people of Ireland if they offered to withhold them. So, when they had chosen Uther, the king's brother, for their chief, they set sail to the number of 15,000 men and came to Ireland. There...